Hello, we are interviewing Mr. James Lawrence and Jermaine Lawrence today with the children. She is here. She is just sitting in the chair behind us. So we're going to ask questions to them today. And how old are you, Mr. James Lawrence?
I'm 18.
86? 87? Oh, okay. And what year were you born?
I'm born 1932.
Okay.
May 1942. May 20th.
I think he's a Gemini. That makes sense.
Yeah, he's a Gemini. A Gemini. Why does it make sense? A Gemini is
it's
a person with the two heads. With the two, yeah.
It's one of the zodiac signs for when you were born, you know, like, I'm a Virgo, you're an Aquarius, you're a Sagittarius.
How do you know he's a Sagittarius? When were you born?
Because I asked him the last time I was here.
Huh?
2007.
I mean, what month?
December!
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
So yeah, Virgos are the best.
What are the best?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were born where?
In Roseau.
In Roseau, Dominica?
Roseau, Dominica.
And what do you like about Roseau?
My father is Hugh Lawrence.
Hugh Lawrence?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He was a manager in...
Give me... A manager in the store? What did he sell? Was it like food or like engineering?
Engineering.
Oh, that is good. That is good. So, how many kids do you have? Wait, is that a bad question?
No.
Okay, name all your children.
Well, you have to ask me from the beginning. Don't go to the ending.
Okay. Let me see. When did you meet Jermaine Lawrence, your wife? Brandon, you ready to come over here?
You taped that already?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Oh, but it's going to go on for a long time, so.
We should probably start.
No, it's okay. Come on, Granny.
I can't understand. You ask a question.
Okay.
Follow up.
When?
How the following up.
When?
Yeah.
When did you meet?
Yeah, I went to school.
Oh, where did you go to school?
Yeah, and when?
When did you go to school?
All these questions you had to ask. And... Continuing questions, where did you meet your spouse?
Any help?
These are the questions. Where you meet your spouse?
So
your spouse is your wife, and where had you children? These are the questions you had to ask. What you You're going too fast on me.
Okay, and okay. So tell me more about your life.
No, well, you asked me the question.
Okay, tell me, well, how was your childhood?
My childhood, I grew within family friends, aunts, uncles, brothers, and sisters.
Oh, that's good. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
I had fun sometimes.
Uh-oh.
Sometimes, not very often.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
Well, none that I could remember close by, but I think I have about 14 brothers, between brothers and sisters.
Okay, so that's good. That's good. Do you know anything about your mother and father?
Well, my mother did not marry to my father, or my father did not marry to my mother.
Okay.
But they were...
They were together?
No. My mother was in town as a servant.
Oh. She was young?
With her sister, yes.
Oh.
Who was the teacher's wife in Rosa.
Okay, so tell me, when did you meet Jermaine Lawrence?
Well, it was a very surprising day. I heard her voice. I heard her voice. She was talking to someone of her friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I hailed at her. I said, what's
then
your
why
name?
Am I making the thing to change the
Come on, Granny.
Come on, Ray. Come sit over here.
No.
You said yes.
Continue. Uncle James, tell your story.
And there is where I asked her her name, but she gave me no name until I was walking in that area.
Where?
Her village.
In her village? What was her village?
Her village is Marigot.
Oh.
I used to buy bananas around the crime quarters. So I met with her there.
So you met her there around, you gave her?
I always meet with her.
Hey, it's our story. It's not your story anymore, it's our story.
So you gave her a banana when you was
banana?
Yes.
I used to buy bananas there.
Did you give her one of the bananas when you bought the banana? She already had a lot of bananas?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's a lot.
In the village, that's what it is.
Come on, Granny, over here. Granny!
Any questions for Granny? No, we don't have any questions.
Okay. You have a question?
I was like a banana dealer.
What were you like when you were 18 or a teenager?
What did I like?
What were you like when you were like 18, like a teenager, like going into a grown adult? Not a grown adult, a young adult.
I did like to work.
You like to work?
Yeah.
Okay, so you worked, yes. Around that time is when you met Granny?
Yes.
Oh, Ava is the one that wanted to know that.
It's the thing with the dogs in the back, yo.
Yes.
A ladybug.
I met with her. She was talking to her friend.
This is what I saw.
So I called her, I asked her her name.
And what she gave you the wrong name?
And she gave me her own name, yes.
What name did she give you? Do you remember that name?
Turtles.
Okay, the name she gave you is not important. So how did you feel when you meet her?
She was my love. She was my love. From the time I heard her voice, I was attracted to her.
You liked her accent? It was very deep?
Yes.
Oh, that is good. So, how did you pull her in? How did you reel her
in? How do you mean that? How did I pull her in?
How did you make her like you too?
Well, I did not know where she lived, so I had to search for her.
You had to search for her?
For her.
Wow.
Mm.
No, you come up with the weirdest thing.
How long did it take for you to search? Because Dominica is kind of small.
It's a big country.
It's a big country?
Yeah, but I was a dealer buying bananas around that area for the association. So, off and on, I traveled that area to buy. Then certain time, she appeared. She appeared in...
So buy the bananas too?
Yeah, my office was.
Oh.
Where I had to buy them. When I say office, the area where I have to buy the how would I say that?
The bananas.
Yeah. The peasant property, like bananas.
So what did she start, when did she start liking you? I mean love. When did she start loving you?
I don't know when. I can't say. I couldn't say unless she accepted my call.
She accepted your call?
Yes, because sometimes I would call her to talk to her.
You get cheated and put it on your paper.
Well, they can put it how they want.
Don't call my name and listen. It's not your story anymore, it's our story. I don't know no story.
Alrighty. What year did you marry her?
1986.
A few years after I engaged her.
A few years after you saw her, started talking to her. So that is very kind of short, but that is still good. That means you knew you were in love with her. And then you lasted all these years.
They used to get married.
How many years have you been married?
Yeah.
How many years have you been married? Let's say over 50, right? Yes.
Over 50.
That is good. That is good.
Almost 60.
Hallelujah. Did you guys used to go to church together?
Yeah.
Did grandma used to sing on the choir?
Sometimes.
Oh, what did she used to sing?
A school choir song.
Her school choir song? How many children do you have?
Well,
with Granny.
Eight?
Okay.
Why so many? I don't know why.
And my mother is Alstine. Why did you name her Alstine? What does Alstine mean to you?
Alstine is a name what I got in the hymn book.
Oh.
She is a professor.
She was a professor?
Yeah.
Oh, that is pretty smart.
So I name her by that name.
Did grandma have a part in naming Alstine?
If she had a part in it?
Yes.
To play it, well, if she loved me, she had to go according to what I say.
Uh-oh! You hear that? Granny, you hear that?
What do I?
He said, if you love him, you have to go according to what he said.
Baby, he wasn't even there when I was born.
Oh.
I will name Alstine from an author of our hymn.
He said that too.
She's not even named Alstine.
God,
you
To God be the glory. Great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son. Who angel his life on atonement for sin. And gave us the victory again and again. What you say?
So that is the song that Alstein has made?
That, yes, I think one of the songs.
Oh, that is good.
Look at me in book and see if I find it. I see my name already,
but I don't know. So, were you attracted to the way that Granny was very funny? Did she make you laugh?
Sometimes.
Did you not have a sense of humor?
Sometimes.
Okay. So, who was the last child with Granny? Okay.
She.
What happened?
She was born on the Easter week, Gloria Saturday, and her name become. Hey.
Her name.
Waste not. Waste not.
Oh, you said waste not. Okay, let's put this back in. Alrighty. Okay, you said about Gloria. He said that Gloria has passed away when she was a baby.
6 months.
How much younger is Gloria than your second youngest child, Avril? Or were they both
a few years?
And how old is Avril?
45.
She is 45. So she would have been 43? Uh-oh.
That is true.
She dropped the bakes.
That is
how many?
She dropped
that
one
is
bake.
True.
Okay. Were you sad?
Was.
Uh-oh.
She was a beauty.
Aww.
And she was wise.
She was
very wise.
Wise?
And sensitive.
Aww.
Sensitive.
Did she get a cold or she got like a common cold? Like a
polio.
It was polio she had that?
No, I was guessing. I don't know. Was polio a disease that was a
It was a virus that was going around.
Was it like from the mosquitoes or something? Bad water. Okay. Okay, so let me try to think. So, since Dominica is an island with a lot of water, how often did you guys go to the beach?
It was not in Dominica. She died.
Oh.
She died in the Virgin Islands.
Uh-oh. So she was born in the Virgin Islands?
Yes.
Oh.
St. Thomas.
Oh.
Charlotte Drum Islands.
So other than that, all your other children were born in Dominica? So how often did you go to the beach living in Dominica and the Virgin Islands?
Very often.
Very often?
Yeah.
Did you and Granny go to the beach together?
Sometimes.
Was it lovely? You went to the beach with them too?
Well, baby, children go with us. We had to carry. We all
okay.
Go to the beach and enjoy the seawater, swim, teach them to swim.
Uh-oh.
I can't swim.
You're so
mean. Uh-oh, I remember something. I remember one of your other grandchildren, Shamal, had tried to grab my feet under the... No? Okay. I was going to say he saved me from drowning.
Oh, I wonder.
Because Grandpa knows how to swim. No, it's okay.
I also grabbed the...
No, no, you didn't grab me. You saved me.
No. I'm talking about one for a grandson that I had.
Which one?
St. Thomas. Carlina?
Son. Carlina's son?
My granddaughter. From
nobody knows why. She's the only person.
You mean Delcia?
Nobody knows Delcia.
Oh, Delcia's. Oh, I never met her. Oh, I have never met her yet.
When he was in St. John's, he came to us. And we were on the beach.
He came on the beach?
And he came rushing to the seawater.
Mm-hmm.
And he almost drink some water too.
Uh-oh.
He went in a depth where he could not move.
You could go and turn on music if you want. Yeah. I'll be there in a sec after this. Okay, so this is a question that I forgot, but I had it in my mind, but I just forgot it. Okay, so I am addressing a problem that happens in the islands. How come you guys continue to climb up trees to get fruits and then fall and break you guys' hips?
And break what?
And break hips. Risking death.
That's a form of survival.
It's a hobby, but you guys know you can die from it.
Yeah.
It's a hobby.
Just like
trees. Have you ever climbed the tree?
Oh, like a lizard.
You climbed the tree like a lizard?
Like a lizard. Coconut tree.
Uh-oh.
I can't climb trees. I'm
mango tree. Breadfruit tree. Cocoa.
I wonder what happens if I make her climb a tree.
Who, me?
Right.
Granny, have you ever climbed the tree?
Yes.
I could barely climb
mango tree.
She climbed the mango tree?
I like mangoes.
And what was she trying to get from the mango tree? Mangoes?
No.
What was she trying to get? She was trying to get cocoa from a mango tree, Granny?
Cocoa tree.
Granny, you was trying to get cocoa from the cocoa tree? And what was you going to do with the cocoa?
He made me laugh, sorry. It's his fault.
Okay.
Alright, well, what other question you want to ask me? You're puzzling me.
Was okay.
Conditioning?
No.
No, that's the one question everybody has to ask.
I think there was fans, but I don't think there was fans back then, right?
Yeah.
Like a fan like that?
No.
In Dominica? No, right?
Yeah.
They were...
We had no
They
electricity.
Had breeze. Oh, yeah,
we
there was
no
electricity. Yeah.
They had no electricity? Then how did the...
They were breeze. How like,
did you
had,
survive?
How did you survive?
They were used to the climate.
You could get a heat stroke.
Oh,
they were used to it. They knew of no other type of weather, right?
Don't get me wrong.
Okay, what was I going to say? I totally forgot.
Electricity was in the city.
Oh.
But we grew in the country.
We grew up in the country. So
country.
We used to
get light by gas kerosene in bottles.
Oh, lantern, yes.
And lantern.
Yes.
We make light through bottles.
I have a question.
The Great Chicago Fire was caused by
how long has it been since you've seen
How long has it been since you've seen your brothers?
That's good. Nice to hear. It's a long time.
It's a long time.
It's a long time. The last time I see one of my brothers was about 5 years ago.
Okay, so if you had the chance to, would you revisit Dominica right now?
Health concern.
Huh?
Give it to her.
No,
you
I don't. Want. I don't.
Give me.
Okay. Give it to Grant.
No, stop first.
Oh.
Why did you say no?
Oh yeah, I said if you had the chance, would you revisit Dominica?
It would be a pleasure.
It would be a pleasure. You would go back to all the places you remember, right?
Nostalgia. I learned that in sixth grade.
If health permit.
Ow. Okay. So what do you like the best about Dominica? It's people?
My home place.
Your home place?
The beaches, the rivers, the mountains.
You climbed the mountain before in Dominica?
All the time.
All the time? Wow. You must have been strong.
It's a mountainous country.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And rivers.
Yes, I've seen some rivers.
Stop it.
I'm trying to think up another one. Were you popular there? Did you know a lot of people? Did you have a lot of friends?
That's my hometown.
Oh, so you knew everybody.
Most in the different villages. We used to visit different villages.
Oh.
No different area. And I was a bus driver.
Uh-oh.
You're a bus driver.
I have a question.
I used to drive around this village.
I have a question. Was there something called the Leaf Village?
The whole island had a lot of leaves and trees.
They should call the island the leaf.
Well, the island is named the nature island of the Caribbean.
Really? No, it's a good job.
Well said.
Boop. Okay. I guess. I don't know. Huh? Okay, is...
You don't want to... You give them already.
Is there something you would want to tell your children and grandchildren and great... I don't want... And great-grandchildren?
When they get... When you get moving and you make your... You get your jobs.
Yes.
Visit your island often. And different, every time you visit, go different villages.
Okay. Well, I will fulfill that wish for you.
Any question you have for Grandpa before he ends?
Oh, he already told.
You
said you
jumped?
Yeah.
I know the Narva is cute.
And the best way to do it is go different sections every quarter whenever you visit.
I'll do that. So, do you still feel the same way about Granny as you felt before when you first met her?
She was the love of my life.
Oh,
and still.
And she is still the love of your life.
Why do you guys fight so much?
Exactly.
I just want to know.
That's one question.
Okay, we have another question. What was grandmother like when she was a teenager?
Just like one, like you were.
Just like us, she was quiet and shy.
Who's quiet and shy?
Granny, you was quiet and shy. Grammy, why are you not answering? She said the food is nice.
She used to make them too.
Oh, you used to make that same thing too?
I can't cook.
Alrighty now. We're done now. This was James Lawrence. And
can we do a separate one for Granny?
No. Bye. I feel like she won't speak.